pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First thing we have on our agenda tonight is a public hearing, so Liz, would you read the announcement?
Sure. By order of the town board, the town of Catskill will conduct a public hearing on the proposal to increase by $250,000 the maximum amount to be expended from $14,100,000 to $14,350,000 on the improvements in the Leeds and Jefferson Heights Sewer District on July 6, 2021 at 6:30 p.m. at the town of Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York. The Leeds and Jefferson Heights Sewer District encompasses the area from the town-village of Catskill line, the easternmost extent of the district, proceeding with the southern boundary along the north side of Snake Road, the southern extent of the Wild Wing Park subdivision, and along the northern side of the Catskill Creek in Jefferson Heights, to the west side of the crossing of Route 23B and Route 23, continuing west along the north side of Route 23 in the vicinity of the Exit 21 Thruway Interchange, proceeding west past the crossing of Route 23 over the thruway to the crossing of Route 23 over the Catskill Creek, following the north side of the Catskill Creek to the eastern approach to the Stone Bridge on Route 23B in Leeds, being the furthest extent of the district to the west, continuing north along the east side of the Catskill Creek to the town of Catskill, town of Athens line, proceeding east along the town line to the west side of the thruway property at the Exit 21 interchange, following the thruway parcel boundary around the Exit 21 interchange and including the parcel abutting the thruway property to the east of the Exit 21 interchange, continuing east to the west side of Brooks Lane and following the west side of Brooks Lane south to the parcel boundaries abutting the north side of James Place proceeding to the east, crossing Route 23 at the eastern terminus of James Place and following the south side of Route 23 east, encompassing the lands to the south of Route 23 in Jefferson Heights, to the town-village Catskill line, the eastern extent of the district. The improvements associated with the proposed district include approximately 31,900 linear feet of gravity sewers and 11,750 linear feet of force main, 5 pump stations, upgrades to the village of Catskill Allen Street pump station, and a sanitary and storm sewer separation project in the village of Catskill sewer collection system. The estimated total of the improvements after the proposed increase, including costs incidental and preliminary thereto, is $14,350,000, and the maximum amount that may be expended is $14,350,000. The town of Catskill does not propose to charge any hookup fees. The cost of connection to the sewer mains will be borne by property owners directly. The estimated cost of the district to the typical property, a single-family home, is $675 per year, which is less than the 2021 special district average estimated cost threshold listed by the New York State Office of the State Comptroller. The method of financing the improvements, including costs incidental and preliminary thereto, on a long-term basis is the issuance of a bond or bonds by the town of Catskill to secure a 30-year zero-interest loan from the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation Clean Water State Revolving Fund. Properties within the proposed district will be assessed cost on a benefit basis. An amended map plan and report dated April 27, 2021, describing the improvements, the increase in the maximum amount to be expended for such improvements, as well as detailed explanation of the cost of the typical property is on file in the town clerk's office, Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, where it may be inspected during regular town hall business hours. The public hearing will be immediately followed by a regular meeting of the town board to address all other business to come before the town board.
Thank you, Ms. We appreciate it. Extremely long on that. I don't know if there's any comments or concerns on the public hearing regarding the Jefferson Leeds Sewer District. Again, I think, as Ms. mentioned earlier, it's really we're increasing the spending on the district by $250,000. That's pretty much. We really covered that in detail at our last. And then this should get us all the way home and close the project down. So any comments on the floor or concerns on that? If not, close your motion by Ethan. Second by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion. just got to flow.
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. Executives, we're not going to move on to that. So first of all, we need is minutes to be accepted from our June 1st, 2021, our June 16th, 2021 meeting. And the motion by Patrick. Second by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. We'll start out with that. First resolution, we order the authorization of the increase of the maximum proposed to expend to acquire and construct the improvements of the lease Jefferson Sewer District pursuant to Section 209H of the Town Law. So that's a 9-page resolution or so. So probably we can do all the whereas in there, but let me see if I can do a little better for you on that. But again, as mentioned, you know, Town Board here authorizes the increased maximum amount to propose to be expended for the acquisition, construction, and improvement of the said sewer district, including costs preliminary incidental to, we're going to raise that from $14,000,001 to $14,250,000. The resolution is subject to a permissive referendum as provided in the Articles of 17.1 and 2012-A of the Town Law. If after the expiration time of the filing petition requesting a permissive referendum, no such petition has been duly filed with the town clerk, the town clerk shall file the certificate stating its facts with the office of the county clerk of where it is required by law. If such petition has been duly filed and the town clerk and after the referendum is held, the town clerk shall file a certificate in the office of the county clerk of where it is, where anywhere else required by the state, and the petition was duly filed and the referendum was held and certifying that the results of the vote. The questions of the adoption of the foregoing resolution was duly put to vote in a roll call, in which resulted in the following. So if there's any questions or concerns, or we can get a motion to
roll
call.
No, you need a motion first.
We need a motion first. Motion by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Jared. Okay, the roll call. Patrick?
Aye.
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 Aye. Dale?
Aye.
Paul?
Aye.
Dorn? Aye. So motion is up here to increase the Jefferson Sewer District by $250,000. Next resolution. Resolution 67-2021. This is appointment of Lee Hine to the Zoning Board of Appeals. Whereas the Zoning Board of Appeals, it has a vacancy due to the passing of Lynn Zubris. Therefore, we, the Town Board, hereby appoint Lee Hine, who is currently an alternate on the Zoning Board member, and to fill the unexpired term of Lynn Zubris, and the term will be ending December 31st, 2023. So we need a motion. Motion by Jared. Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against, the motion is carried.
I have a question for you on this. In the past, we've used Lee as a backup code enforcement when our code enforcement wasn't available. But then on the ZBA, can we still do that?
I would get an opinion from the town attorney.
Okay. Yeah,
that might be wise. I just thought about that. Because we do.
We used him, though, because Elliot didn't live in the.
Right.
But so now Matthew lives in the.
Yeah. See that on the agenda. But another one we have is for the ambulance squad. We want to bring on.
It's under new business.
To maintain the level of operational readiness, is in the best interest of the ambulance services. Park on EMT to shore our staffing levels. I'm recommending to the board that Aaron Cook be appointed to a part-time EMT position. The candidate has completed and passed background checks and will be subject to pre-employment physical and drug screening. The appointment would be effective upon successful completion of the physical and drug testing. Motion by Patrick. Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. It's always great to have additional staff being available. Correspondence, we got a notice from Ronald Summers with the LLC application for the Champlain Hudson Power Express petition amending the certificate related to the power line. which is the line that's coming through from the Canadian border all the way down to close to Queens. Next one we have is Department of Public Service notice the extension of the code with water shut off on Warren Corner. I'd have to read that to you, but again, that's just if you have a water and sewer district or a water district, you're in a situation where if you were to have that services that you wouldn't be able to shut off those, in, you know, those residents until I believe the 31st. And what else do we have? Green Craft Resolution 148-21 opposing New York Senate Bill 4264A and New York Assembly Bill 6967, Climate and Community Action, Community Investment Act. Next one we have is for the Anthony Sports Annual Court Catskill Cycling Race, which will happen in Catskill on August 14th. And the other correspondence that we have is a bunch of multiple emails, and I think that's why most of the time I'm talking about it.
Today's got about five more people in the meeting.
And we sort of put the three names on the agenda, but, you know, that agenda, and those names keep coming in. So anyway, that's where we are with that there. So I guess we can really, at that point, really open it up. If continue with this. That one I want to really hold back a little bit. Continuing with this, we have a roading application from Brooke Stevens, which is off of Mossy Hill Road. And I believe it's right now an old quarry, and interested in making an old quarry extension. It's kind of a newer road that was approved through the planning board, and a couple of new homes were constructed on that road. Again, right now, I don't believe the extension has been approved as a road. So I'd like to get more advice from the town attorney before, unless anybody else has additional comments on that status of that. But again, I don't feel we're ready to rename a road if it in fact isn't then, you know, approved in the town of Catskill. New business, we'll talk about that, we'll follow the agenda. Highway purpose of a new mower. Sean Beers, our highway superintendent, presented a proposal or a quotation for an Alamo rear-mounted boom joystick, 48 fail, F91, four-inch cutting capacity. I hope it's a four-foot cutting capacity. Lexan kit, farm bowl for tractors and so forth. Anyway, source pricing, all said and done, the mower is going to come in at $24,946. I can tell you I've been out on the streets of Catskill a few times and mowed them. We're kind of nursing the one that we have now.
Mark's doing good with that.
He's doing good, but it's
you can tell that it's...
You know, he's got to move in multiple positions and things of that nature to proceed forward. So he's doing well with it. So we're not very efficient at what we're doing. I mean, we're going to save tons of money and labor by buying a new mower.
He's making multiple passes.
He's making multiple passes. But he is getting the job done, and you know, compliments to Mark for doing that. So any discussion on the mower for the
time? Motion to approve the purchase. Second.
Motion by Jared. Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion is up there. So it's something we desperately need to the residents on the highways and intersections. So I've got ahead of myself a little bit with the EMT for the ambulance. The next one up in new business, we've got a certiorari proposal for Catskill Pond LLC. Located off of Porto Road.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. So I'll read the I'll read the resolution. Whereas Castle Pond LLC and the town of Castle are desirous of having a cert assessment issue resolved as the property owner of Castle Pond LLC located on Porto Road in the town of Castle. Whereas the settlement proposal resolving pending tax certiorari litigation was recommended by Daniel Vincelletti, trial counsel for the town of Castle, and reviewed by the town of Castle board. And whereas such proposal settlement would present the parties with an expeditious and economical alternative to further litigation, so as to be resolved, resolve issues between the parties, and whereas the town board has determined that the proposed settlement is in the best interest of the town now, therefore it be resolved that the town board does hereby accept a proposed settlement for the tax certiorari proceeding filed by Catskill Pond LLC, which is within which the 2020 assessed value shall be revised as follows, consistent with the provisions of the real property tax law. And the parcel ID is 137-00-1-1.2. So in 2019, their assessed valuation was $2,599,123, and it's going down to $2,455,750. Resolved that the Catskill Pond LLC should be entitled to a refund of excess taxes without statutory interest based upon the above revision, and that the assessment shall be subject to real property tax law 727. And further resolved that the town of Catskill does hereby accept the resolution to end the litigation between Catskill Pond and the town of Catskill as to the reference assessments. So how, in the dollar amount, so on, right, on the county, it would be a reduction in the county property tax of $1,154. In this agreement, the town's going to lose, or we get their less taxes of $900.
No, that's what we call
them. Right, so that's what they're going to be reduced. So it's going to be reduced $910.90. The school's going to lose $4,362.99, and the Catskill Library is going to lose $178.69. So the total, if my math comes out, but I just kind of did that later today, and their tax obligation that they owe is going to drop $6,605.59. And that's, that's one of our trailer parks that's off the trailer junction road. It's really on the town border off of Ross Mullen and Porter Road. But each entity is going to obviously take a look at it. So we need a motion to accept that. Motion by Patrick. Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Again, those are tough situations. It happens every now and then. Some of our bigger box stores and property, but it just hits it's a hard thing if you get in litigation. And a lot of these companies are on retainers and things of that nature. So they're willing to keep things maybe going, where as a town it can really start hurting us financially to continue those battles.
Especially when the big box goes in 3 years. There's no way to control the financial.
My history, after looking, this has been happening for multiple, this isn't anything new that's happening in any community, but back in the day I Googled it. Successful case, and I think that was up in the town of Crawley, that it really went in the town's favor. But again, what kind of effort and money was spent to get there is a totally different thing. I guess most everybody that I guess is here to talk about Tannery Bridge and how things are going out there. So there's all different opinions and ideas, but in the end, we're all neighbors. As we get into the comment section, I just want everybody to respect each other, and just be respectful, and address your questions to the town board, and not necessarily your neighbor, so we can kind of keep it organized, and we look forward to hearing everybody's comments. So any comments first, or who would like to take the floor?
I'll take it.
Okay.
My name's Kevin Barnes. I live in
Hi, Kevin.
I think I'm sending photos to you on a daily basis.
Right. For the last 4 or 5 days, Kevin has been sending me pictures of what the status of what Tannery Bridge and the swimming pool looks like. It is in actual, not real time, but what happened that day.
At various times of the day. And I've been swimming in that swimming hole since I was 5 years old. I live in Palaville. My parents swim there, my brothers swim there, my grandkids are here tonight, they swim there. And I know many, many people who live in Palaville that swim there. I saw in the mid from past meetings that somebody made a comment that no one swims there. There are people that swim there. I'm somebody, and I swim there. I am continuing to swim there. My brother, we started a petition this morning, and we were able to obtain about 35 signatures in a matter of 3 hours. And I'm asking the board for a moratorium on the fence, putting up the fence and closing down the swimming hole until we can obtain more signatures in favor of keeping the swimming hole. It is not last year. Last year, I will admit, last year it was crazy, the swimming hole. I picked up many bags of garbage myself, brought them home, and paid to get rid of them. Last year is not this year. This year, as I sent you pictures, I got wind of this fence going up and closing up the swimming hole last Thursday. That day, I started sending you pictures of the swimming hole. And if you want, I'll continue. I don't mean to be haunting you. You probably get 100 emails a day. I don't want to be haunting you. I'm telling you that swimming hole is not what it was last year. This year, it's empty. I've been there. We had it last week or week before, whatever it was. We had 4 days where it was 90 degrees plus. Me and my grandkids went there every day, sometimes twice a day, sometimes around noon, and then we went back at 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. The place is empty, and there is no garbage. I saw one Poland Spring bottle on the rocks, and I picked it up. In the last, I don't know, month and a half, I started swimming there in May, and I stopped swimming there sometime in late September. And I've been doing that for 50 years. And I want to continue to do that. And I want to continue to bring my grandchildren to that swimming pool. They're visiting from Texas. They come here every year. He's been swimming there since he was born. My parents swim there. My brothers, my friends. We don't need garbage. And why should a resident, I'm a taxpayer, why should I be penalized for a couple of what happened last summer? Last summer is not this summer. So if you want me to continue to send you pictures every day, I'm more than willing to do that. And in addition to that, why don't you take a ride out there and look for yourself? Wait till there's a 90-degree day, 95-degree day. Take a ride out there and look around and see what's going on. I see in here that, this is minutes from previous meetings. People have complained. There's 40 or 50 people. It's written in here. That's not true. There's not 40 or 50 people there. I've been swimming there since mid-May. I have never seen that. And I have never seen any garbage this year. So we're asking you for a moratorium on putting up the fence and closing that down until we can obtain more signatures in favor of keeping it open.
I personally think that's a fair request to get a better understanding of what the building and what the wants are of our community for sure.
Again, that's the resolution. It's closed.
We closed it for this year on a temporary basis. I think if you're talking more on a permanent basis as well.
I mean, there's a fence up there. It's like a chicken wire type, garden type fence, right? Some town board posted meeting signs, but.
Right.
We go over the bridge, we go left and down, and then we go under the bridge and we swim.
So, exactly.
You know what I mean? We're not.
And there is no fence on that section.
That's part of Prospector's Opera.
Right, when you cross the bridge and make a left.
Yeah.
And you're coming
in. That's on the map, right? On the GIS map.
No. If you go across the bridge and make a left, that's not the town's problem.
Along the stream?
That's correct. If you're coming off of, I guess, 32 way by the fire department, we would own the property on the right-hand side up to... up to the bridge, and then after that, then it's become somebody else's property on the other side of the bridge.
So okay. Those boulders that are there were not put there by the town?
The town did put them there at the property owner's request. We did that after flood. I forgot what flood came through, but we did.
Yeah, they've been there.
They've been there for a while. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that's what I mean tonight, and that's why I sent you the pictures. And it's not fit. This is the only swimming hole in Pendleton that has public access, that has a parking lot, and you guys want to close it.
Well, can
that's, that's
not. I need to speak, and it's hard for me to speak, so I'm sorry my voice sounds like this. So I voted, and I for years I would never vote for it. But at that meeting, we were presented by some Longville residents who said they had over, I believe, it was 200 signatures of people in. Goes against migraine too. I've swam in that my whole life also. And I said, does that mean I can't go in it either? Because we can't have it just for Campville people.
Right.
Has to be there for everybody or it's for nobody. I am 100% for keeping it open if we can. Last year was, and we said this at that meeting too, last year was an odd year. It was a pandemic. My boys are 20 and 30. They swim in that hole also. And those boys and myself and my husband picked up garbage in that hole. So I've been doing it since probably the late 70s. There's always been somebody doing something. Not as bad as last year. I get that. Because everybody was there last year. It was insane. The mountaintop was insane. I have been driving up there at least 3 times a week because I go to see my father. And I've gone past the hole. And there's usually one or two people on the rocks. That's it. And I emailed you that. So.
Good. I have a question. My name is Chris. And I'm sorry, I forgot your name, but Dawn, you said that there are 200 signatures. Is that available to be?
It wasn't handed in. We were just told that there's.
Okay. Well, I have 33 signatures. All of them in the Pat Castillo. Most of them in the Hamlet Bailey role. Every single person that signed this had no idea what was happening.
I think what happened at the last meeting, we asked, right. Again, going back 2020, obviously, I don't want to say obviously, but we were in the middle of a pandemic. It was a different world out there. New York City was closed. Every swimming hole, there were community pools open. I think this year, and I frequently go out to Palmdale. I was out there, I believe, Monday, and you know, took the ride up 23A. There was traffic on 23A, but Harding's Trail, everything was organized up there. There's been no cars parked on the grass at Harding Trail. It, you know, seems to be, it's pretty well managed, if you want to put that in that kind of terms. But it hasn't been bad this year. In the same respect, we've been a little maybe fortunate or unfortunate, but it rained on Memorial Day weekend, which was a big one. The weather wasn't really that great on July 4th weekend. So, I mean, well, you know, there's many, many factors that are going into play and what that usage is going to look like on, you know, 23A. But in my opinion, I think the 23A and you know, Fawn's Leap and the swimming holes there are really the main attraction of why people are coming. I don't think people are coming out of town to swim at the Tannery Bridge. I just don't think that's the case. But I got to say this, I'm with Dawn. I grew up in Leeds, and I grew up on the Casco Creek. I swam in Marble Rock was my backyard. Slippery Rock was my backyard. The Mill Pond. And when those things started closing down when I was 15, 16 years old, it changed the community to a certain degree because people gathered there after work or what have you during the day as a younger person. But I remember my parents, you know, getting home from work and everybody get their swim trucks on, and we would take the walk down there. You know, it was a nice thing. So I really, personally, I don't want to see that leave, you know, the Hamlet of Palindale. I think it's important to have it as well. What's the solutions, though, to managing it correctly? Is it signage? You know, can we get volunteers that are going to police it maybe and clean it? I really don't want it to get to a spot where we have to clean it because then that already shows that we're not respecting it correctly and things of that nature. Yes?
Would it be possible to just request that somebody from the sheriff's office swim by, let's say on Saturday and Sunday in the months of July and August, you have a police presence there, they just look down and make sure everything is nice and calm?
I believe they do.
3 or 4 times a day.
They do on the weekends already.
Right. Okay. And then during the week, maybe once or twice, just that every 4 hours from 12 to 8, you know, somebody comes and just. Because, and if there's a big sign that says no food, don't leave any trash, whatever, and, you know, actually enforce it through the police.
weeks so that if people are breaking blood, it works when you started talking cause on 23A. That's when things sort of calmed down a little bit. So there was a police presence, they enforced the law, people were punished for it, and then everything seemed to change. So if there was an officer of the law there,
we'd have to create some kind of local law. But right now, we have enough on the books to that too. If we were to open up for a law enforcement agency to enforce.
But I mean, I think we could steward within the, you know, I mean, honestly, I'd rather not even carry in and you don't have to worry about, you know, I think you carry in your towel.
But and you this is in the town park.
It's not, and I don't want to manage it as a town park. It's not, we can't manage it, it's a 25 person swimming all the time. It's not something that we can develop into a town park.
Right.
But again, if somebody on a hot day wants to go down and take a swim, you're in trouble
if you do that, because you're now running a swimming pool, which means you need bathrooms, which means you need a gym,
which means you need a library. This is why they closed down Europe.
Is because they didn't want to go that direction. So that's why we haven't done that.
If I may, I'm Frank Davis.
I don't want to shut down Tamar Bridge. And I've been working for about 10 years now to not shut it down. 685 days ago today, four of you came up to Palinville and you sat in the fire department and you heard Palinville talk about the issues at that bridge. That's 6-7 months before COVID. That has nothing to do with COVID. We had problems before COVID. Now COVID came along, and last year may have been an exceptional year. It may be that the people who last year sat in a hot apartment in Bronx in August and decided to go up to Catskill may say this year, well, hell, there's no COVID, so let's just sit here in the hot apartment for the rest of August, you know? No, they're probably going to keep coming because the internet says if you go to Catterskill Avenue, I think it's 4787 Catterskill Avenue, that's the best entrance to get to the Catterskill Creek. There are vans stopping in the Dollar General store and letting out 10 people who just arrived from New York City and saying to them, we'll be back at 4 o'clock. And the van drives off. I don't know what the answer is. I've been trying for 10 years. You're the ones who have to decide it. You're the ones who vote. Somebody's got to make a decision. You got a liability over you. You got people doing flips off that bridge. And there's less water in there than there was when you people grew up in there. And somebody's going to get hurt bad, and it's going to be a liability. There is no control.
Yeah, I
don't want a fence. I really don't. But what you saw what happened last year, we could all say that was a rare thing. And I hope it is. And in fact, I think the idea of moratorium and waiting and let's see what happens is great. But sooner or later, something's got to get done. Everybody else slows down. And you, Dale, are on the same teleconference as I'm on, and you know what's coming down the line in terms of the globe. And this is where this all touch started, because they're going to start shutting down parking up in the Globe. And it's going to start moving out of the Globe, and there's going to be two directions it can move. Tanner's going to be doing it. So,
but the rest of the shuttle.
I'm sorry.
I mean, the shuttle has also been played.
That's what I understand. But what I'm saying is that what you were saying about swimming up in Fawn's Leap and the other places, that's going to become more difficult.
Right.
So all I'm saying is,
on the bridge issue, though, I believe the county's still looking to follow through.
Yeah.
The county, you know, I mean, and I'm in 100% agreement. I mean, there shouldn't be anybody jumping off the bridge but it is a small landing area. It's my understanding that the county's still pursuing putting up a 10-foot fence on the bridge. And that's going to curtail some of the fun or the attraction for some people, and it's obviously going to make it a lot safer if we can stop that activity. I mean, that's not good for anybody. So I think that's a step in the right direction.
Well, let's ask. How do you feel about that?
I feel that's a valid point. I mean, you know, who wants this? You don't want the town of Catskill to get sued.
Awesome.
So I think putting the fence up on the bridge is reasonable. But it's unreasonable to close the only be able to go out of my house and walk if I want. I can walk to 20.
And we don't really know that 10 people got out of that van all went to the swimming. We got the Dollar General van, they went to the Dollar General store and got in pounds. I mean, like my brother said, there's never been 10 people in the swimming hole, and he's there every day, like all day long. I'm not really sure that there's bustle of people when they're getting out of the Dollar Store and going right to the swimming hole and trashing it. Because I've been there a ton of times myself, there's never really goes. This shit is not.
Because I'm not out there every day, I don't think the foot traffic at Cannery Bridge has been heavy this year. But if it had, I mean, I can stand corrected if somebody can, document that to me. But so far, and even 23A hasn't been an issue this year for the most part. And that's a great thing from where we were. And if it continued on the way we this year, I think it's something that everybody can get the best of both worlds. Same thing. I'm concerned about the quality of life of the residents that live there. If you live across the street, you should have to listen to a. Yeah. There shouldn't be a boombox down. It just happened at the 23A, Monday, and a guy was carrying up a big stereo when you could get a little, Bluetooth speaker that